الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، خصوصا على سيد الرسل وخاتم الأنبياء وعلى آله الأتقياء وعلى أصحابه الأسفياء، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألم نجعل له عينين ولسانا وشفتين وهديناه النجدين، فلقتحم العقبة وما أدراك ما العقبة، فك رقبة أو إطعام في يوم ذي مسغبة، يتيما ذا مقربة أو مسكينا ذا متربة. ثم كان من الذين آمنوا وتواسوا بالصبر وتواسوا بالمرحمة أولئك أصحاب الميمنة، والذين كفروا بآياتنا هم أصحاب المشأمة، عليهم نار مؤصدة. آمنت بالله، صدق الله العظيم. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد المجتبى وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين، أما بعد. This world where we live in now is a stage which Allah Azza wa Jal has erected. And as you know, in this world, different programs, shows, dramas, religious programs, there are stages erected so that people can perform there. People and actors, they perform on the stage. The stage is not a place to live. Everyone knows when in Manchester Evening News Arena or any other place where there is a program going on, a show going on, religious or irreligious, the stage is there not to live, but it is to perform. The actors, the nasheed artists, the singers, all other kinds of people come on the stage by turn, and they perform and they follow and act the script which they have been given, which they have been given by the director, that this is the script, that's what you should say on the stage, that's how you should act upon the stage. And if they've done it well, they get claps, they get praise, they get paid well for their performance. But if they come on the stage and they start saying whatever they like, they start acting upon the stage however they think is best for them, then that is a disaster. The audience are actually disrupted, the directors are displeased, and all the show is a flop and disaster. So they don't, as you know, the actors of films and dramas, they don't read the script only, but they also dress like they have been instructed to do. A very wise man might be dressed as a fool because they have to act foolishly. A person is dressed as a policeman or a sinner or a villain or a hero, however the script or the director have instructed. They follow the dress code, and also they try to act, although that is not seen with sincerity. All people know, actors and other people, when they are on their stages of films or dramas, when they are crying, they're not crying really. When they are smiling, they are not really smiling, but they are trying to impose upon them the feelings. So with speech, with dress, and with their actions, they try to follow the script of the director given closely. And if they don't, then actually, obviously, they fail. So I said to you that the shayukh, like Sayyidina Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmahullah, upon may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send his infinite blessings and mercy and shower upon his blessings, upon his blessed grave and blessed ruh and blessed body and blessed actually tariq and his path and his books and teachings. They have mentioned that this world is a stage which is set by no company in the UK or in America. This world, this stage didn't exist. Allah Azza wa Jal said it kun, and there was the stage. What is the stage? This dunya. This world is a stage. Who is the performer? You are the performer. You are the actor. Who are the actors? You are the actors. Who are the followers who have to copy? It is you. You are the performer. You are the artist. Where? You are sent to perform. From where? From your house. Where you were living in the world of spirits, Alam Arba. The world of spirits. You were living there. Allah Azza wa Jal erected, as the Quran Allah mentions, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, Alam naj'al al-ardha mihada, that it is Allah Azza wa Jal who laid down this ground, this earth for you, and the mountains and the sea. For what? Someone is coming to perform. Someone will be sent on this stage to perform. Now Allah Azza wa Jal from the world of spirits send me and you on this stage, that here you are, now you should perform. It is your time of performance, be it 20 minutes, be it half an hour, be it 10 years, be it 50 years. Where is the script? Where is the script? The script is the Quran. The script is the Quran. Allah Azza wa Jal, before sending the human beings, He sends the scripts. Firstly through Sayyidina Adam, and for us, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, through him, and then explained through the Sahaba, Tabi'in, Awliya, like Sayyidina Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmahullah. Where is the script? Script is the Quran. The Quran. Where are the clothes? Which you wear? The Quran does not have any clothes. Quran wears caps. Quran has a dress. No, the Quran is the script. But what should you wear? Where are the clothes of the actors, the performers? Allah Azza wa Jal dressed Rasulullah sallam in the dress which he liked. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the being who does not speak one letter without the permission of Allah, who does not make a move without the revelation of al-wahi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His each move is based on revelation. He do each move. So how is it that he would dress like Allah, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not like? No. The script is the Quran, and how you act upon that script, what dress in different occasions you should wear, Allah Azza wa Jal sent Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to show the people that what I like. Oh my Prophet, beloved, oh my Messenger, show them. And how you should act, one is the speech of the actor, one is the dress of the actor, one is the actions they perform, the movements they perform, they are crying, they are weeping, the director is saying, look at there, the actor looks at there. The director says, close your eyes, the actor closes the eyes, sitting like this. The director says, act as you have died, the actor is acting as though there is no soul in there. So where are our actions to perform on this stage? We have the script as Quran. We have the dressing as Rasulullah ﷺ. Where are the actions? The actions are actions of the Prophet ﷺ. The actions are the action. That's how Allah likes. He's given the script to us, and He's given the being and the person to us. A director who will direct all humanity and jinnat. And until the day of judgment, that Allah Azza wa Jalla said, this is my only messenger now, there is no messenger after them. Because this messenger is the messenger of messengers. This messenger, this prophet, is the prophet of the prophets. And there is no one between him and Allah. He is above everyone. So you and me come here on this stage. The script is sent by the director. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends the script. He sends the person who verily or easily and in detail shows us how to react, when to close our eyes, when to open our eyes, when to sleep, what to do. And we are meant just to follow him. If we do it successfully, when you come off the stage, you will be rewarded. What is off the stage? Off the stage is when your death comes. You are off the stage of dunya. Allah Azza wa Jalla said, your time expired now. Performance time expired. No matter you, when you come down and say, give me another chance, I'll now perform well. No, no, no. No one is given another chance. You have to perform whenever you are given the chance and the only chance. So we are coming on the stage. What we are doing, most people know they are following the script. The Quran says, don't speak lie, don't swear. And we are swearing the script. We are not following the script. Who? The Quran says, this is the prophet, this is my messenger, Sayyidina Muhammad Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That's how you should act. We are following other people who are on the stage. We are following other people who are on the stage. Hero cannot follow the villain. If he starts following the villain, or the villain starts following the hero, they failed both. All other people are on the stage. The director is Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam of how, who can dictate how you should perform. And what we are doing sometimes, we are following the script of shaitan and directing and direction of shaitan as well. So angels, they become surprised to look that Allah Azza wa Jalla has created this being from the earth, from a clot of blood, from semen, And Allah Azawajal has given them form, and He sent them script, and He sent them a director. And who are they following? Look, enemy of Allah. Astaghfirullah al-Azim. They are reading the script of Shaitan. What is the script of Shaitan? Ghibat, backbiting, lying, gossiping. They are all script of Shaitan. Useless talk. They are all script of Shaitan. Action, the sinful actions are the actions of Shaitan. So, you should understand very well that you are to get only one chance and to perform. And if you want even worldly people, worldly non-Muslims, Muslims, be it in the Hollywood, be it in the other countries, look how closely they follow the script and the actions. And how much they painstaking work they take. And then they say we have become stars. But stars of the shaitanic world. And if you follow this director, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you become the star of the world of the wilayat and friendship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, sahaba, all sahaba are people of Jannah. All sahaba were guided people. That is why Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, sahabi kan najum, my companions are like stars. You follow any one of them, you will be guided. And that's how Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam loves his all other ummah to be. But unfortunately, we are following the script. Someone is following script of kuffar, someone is following script of friends, someone is following the script written or dictated by wife or husband. They're all following all other scripts. But you should know there is one script from Allah and one wahi from Allah, of Quran. You are the actor. So inshallah, once you actually become embodiment of that script, an embodiment of the way, of the talks, of the ways and the speech of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you become a beloved of Allah azza wa jal. You become a friend of Allah. That's what Sayyidina Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmahullah did. That's what he did. That's why we remember him. He followed and the wishes of Rasulullah ﷺ. He said in one of his saying, I'll read to you and then inshallah mention some other things. He said, let me tell you what I love the most. Let me tell you what I love the most. Who said? Hazur Sayyidina Ghawth al-Adam Abdul Qadir Al-Hassani Rahmahullah. He said, let me tell you what I love the most. He said, is to see and feel the smile of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, I love the most is to see and feel the smile on the face of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But how can I bring when his ummah is being killed, when his ummah is being raped, when his ummah is following shaitan? This does not put a smile on the face of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, but Ya Rasulullah, oh my father, no matter the majority of jinnat and shayateen, and jinnat and human beings are not putting a smile on your face, but they are actually making your tears flow. But I, Abdul Qadir, will sacrifice all my life to bring and see and feel your smile. That is the most thing which I love. This thing I love, and I love the kiss of love with the sweetest of words of Rasulullah. He said, what a wonderful that time will be when Prophet will give me the kiss of love on my forehead. Like a father gives to a son, like a teacher gives to a student. And it was the sunnah. And Rasulullah used to, when Sayyida Tahira Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha used to come, Prophet Islam would give her a kiss of love on her forehead. And some other companions as well. So Sayyidina Abdul Qadir Jilani, if you love him, then love what he loves. You love him, he loves something else. He said, I love to see the and feel the smile. I love the kiss of love. And I love to hear the sweetest word from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that I've done well in this world. How wonderful those words would be when Prophet said, yes, my ummati, yes, my son Abdul Qadir, you pleased me. He said, I love to hear those words. Rather than, as this comes in the Bukhari, that people who leave deen, who follow bid'ah, and who actually rejected deen and changed the deen, Sahih Bukhari, it comes that Rasulullah ﷺ will say to these people, that to the angel, take these people away from me. Take these people away from me. Because they've led others astray as well. I don't want to see them even. So people should be very sincere who are following deen, who are trying to do something religious work or actually charity work. They should be, they are trustees and they should perform well. Otherwise there is a great danger upon them. And he said, what I love, he's also mentioned in one sentence, he mentioned, they feel their love and a smile, and see their smile, their kiss of love, their sweetest of words, and the softest of hugs of Rasulullah ﷺ for me. Softest of hugs, when he will place me in his feet, with the softest and loving hug, he said, this is for the one who pleases Rasulullah ﷺ. He's not for me, he said, everyone who will please Rasulullah ﷺ, that's how Prophet ﷺ will bless him. And that is my purpose and what I love the most. But how can I do this? How can I bring the smile upon the face of Prophet ﷺ? He said, to do this, firstly, to change yourself to the ways of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then to call the ummah back to his blessed ways and to the qurb and the closeness of Allah azza wa jalla. Two things he said you should do. One is have mercy upon yourself, change your day and night, your sinful behavior, because you are stopped somewhere. Somewhere down the line you are stopped. Your shaitan is not letting you go forward. You have to push there now. Some people do not pray. Their line is to push in order to start prayer, be it one prayer. The person who started one, then the second one. The person who actually is sinning, their stage is actually to leave the kabira sins first. And then the saghira. The person who performed prayers 5 times, go for tahajjud. The person who invited himself to deen, let him invite his family now. Let him invite his actually wife now. Let him invite actually other people now. The person who not got beard, let him fight with shaitan to bring his beard. Who have beard, let him actually do follow the sunnah. So wherever someone is stuck with any addiction, addiction, be it drugs, be it alcohol, be it the love of women, be it pornographic material, or be it the internet, be it other things. Somewhere down the line, everyone is stuck there. And one have to push. Because when you hear the Mashaykh and Prophet ﷺ say that be in the good company, don't be in the bad company. We only think bad company is not to sit with bad people who are doing bad things. Well, that's correct. But bad company also includes reading any material which is written by sinful people and inviting towards the sin. Be it on the newspaper, be it on the magazine. For you, the bad company might be the TV. TV is a bad company. Well, it can be the worst one because it can bring so much filth, so much evil if you want so. So TV can be bad company for people. For some people, as the Mashaykh has explained, Bad company might can be the internet. Internet way. So bad company is not only bad people. It can be the books. It can be the internet you see or you surf, or the TV or the radio. Or you can give yourself bad company. You don't need any other bad company. You yourself are giving bad company to yourself. How? How are you giving bad company to yourself? When you think evil, when you plan evil, when you fantasize on evil and sin, that time you are giving bad company to yourself. You don't need another shaitan now to come and lead you astray, because you have become shaitan for yourself now at the very moment. Well, that's what happened with shaitan himself. Have you ever thought that did any other shaitan come to lead shaitan astray? Before shaitan, there was no shaitan. He gave himself bad company of his thoughts. I am better. I am the best one. I am the number one. Thoughts start coming. You see, it kindled in his mind. Really, the shuyukh say that when Allah Azza wa Jal instructed the angels to prostrate in front of Adam, no angel had any problem. Why did he have a problem? The problem was because when Allah Azza wa Jal said, wa iz qala rabbuka lil malaika inni ja'ilun fil ardi khalifa, when your Lord said to the angels, I am going to create a khalifa on the face of the earth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not nominate. Jaise aapko kaha jaye, we are going to have a president or secretary or whatever, treasurer, but you don't name. But there might be people sitting, yes, I should be the one. Well, that's what shaitan did. Angels were there, millions and billions. Shaitan was there. He was a pious person at that time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, without nomination, he said, I am going to create a khalifa on earth soon. He didn't say it with his tongue. He thought in his mind, I am the one. It's me who is going to be on the face of the earth. I came from the earth. I go back down to the earth and be under khalifa. But he kept this in his mind, in his heart. Years passed, time passed. Allah Azza wa Jal created Adam alayhi salam, and when Allah said, this is the caliph, this is the khalifa, this is the person I was speaking about, then shaitan, all plans and his wishes and desires which he had thought and made that I am going to become, they were crushed, demolished. So he raged with anger and animosity and hatred and jealousy. That is the reason, because he from the first day was actually taking that. That's why you see people when who is going to become the president? Who is going to become the prime minister? Who is going to become the secretary? Those people who don't say at that time, but keep in their mind, when things will come to the stage, they will oppose. They will come up with useless things. We are not going to follow this person. We can't get on with him. He is not this. He will find faults. Why? Because they had the desire. That's what happened with shaitan. That when Allah Azza wa Jal said, angels never thought that we want to be caliphs. So they had no problem to come down to and bow in front of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. But shaitan, at the very first stage, this thing in him. So I was saying to you, you can give yourself bad company by thinking something which is not good for you, thinking negative things. So firstly, you shouldn't be giving yourself bad company. You should not sit and make friend with any other bad people. You should not let the TV become bad company for you. You should not let the books become bad company for you. You should not let become the internet for bad company for you. Because then people say, I don't feel enjoyment in prayers and things or worship. Well, all their mind is corrupted with all the rubbish which they've been intaking. Now, immediately when they are in the prayers, they will be the same people. If you fill your stomach with something haram, when you stay in the prayers, it doesn't become pure. But rather, it will make your prayer ruin, it will ruin your prayer as well at the same time. If a person have drank alcohol, or his income is from unlawful sources, he comes in the prayer, he does wudu, he stands in the prayer, will that prayer purify his haram risk? No, but rather Rasulullah ﷺ said, for 40 days his prayers are not going to be accepted. So it's like you eat haram, it ruins your prayer. Similarly, if you come by doing bad deeds towards the mosque, towards the prayer, after doing bad deeds, not repenting, your prayer will not have the blessing. It will not bear the fruits. It will not. Why? Because actually, as I said, that the prayers, yes, worship and all other things, you have to stop some things to actually gain that. Then actually you get in contact and you can interact with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's remembrance and Allah azza wa jal's closeness and his pleasure. What we are doing, we can't even control eating, let me tell you. I see people, why you are not eating? I'm on a diet. What diet? For 28 days, I've got this herbal medicine, you know, and they've given 300 pounds. I'm on herbal medicine, on a herbal nourishment. This program, I'm for 28 days. They will not follow Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Imagine, but they follow this herbal expert. Yes, you're not eating any roti, any kebab, anything in the morning. Just a drink of this herbal milk. And in the day, just actually two pieces of lettuce, and they are doing following very strictly. And the evening, this soup, and 28 days. And 28 days, their weight, Allah Azza wa Jalla knows, becomes less. But after 28 days, then what happens? Then actually they go back to their original thing. But what Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, he gave guidance for the next world. But even for this world as well, you follow, you don't need to be on the program of any doctor and physician for losing weight. If you are on the program of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what he said you don't need to actually be on diet for the whole of the month. You eat, but you eat half stomach. That's the guidance of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Half the stomach, quarter fluids, whatever you like, water, juice, and one quarter of your stomach with solid food. With solid food, be it roti, be it kebab. Now our people are like this. This is the starters. Well, your half of the stomach filled with starters. Now what are you doing after? It's not first to dim the main meal or anything. This is the way of kuffar. Rasulullah said, the kuffar, they eat from, like, they have seven stomachs interpreted. حضور علیہ السلام نے فرمایا کافر جو ہے وہ ایسے کھاتا ہے سانت آنتو سے کھاتا ہے مومن ایک آنت سے کھاتا ہے. So we are not following the program for Rasulullah SAW, spending money, wasting our time. Especially Prophet SAW said, eat half of the stomach and the maximum is one third you should leave empty. One third for fluid, one third for solid food, and this is the maximum. But the ideal which Rasulullah SAW loved himself and he likes is half of the stomach. You eat half of the stomach, evening and the daytime, and fast on Monday and Thursday, and 13th and 14th, 15th of the month. You don't need any diet, you don't need to spend any time, you don't need to worry about your weight. And you can eat whatever you wish as well. I mean, that is the simple teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam about this world, about eating, but we do not follow. Especially I've seen the ulama, and excuse me for those people who, because of medicine, because of illnesses, they actually gain weight. There are people, for example, who get illness. They get some kind of other, there are other reasons which they are of their no fault as directly, but they gain weight. I'm not talking about those people. but who by abusing the food on this face of the earth and going against the sunnah of Rasulullah. Imagine it should be the ulama who should be following more. But even people ask questions to ulama, they don't answer this question to say that Prophet has said eat half a stomach. Some of them, because like myself, have stomach already actually so much. So what can they tell the public to eat half a stomach or leave one third empty? Because Sahaba and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam never actually did this, and Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did actually instruct them. So I'm giving you just an example that we let aside actually the matters of hereafter, which are more serious. In worldly matters we are suffering and not following free advice, the free guidance of Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, but going to this doctor and this doctor. You believe me, if you don't have any other disease, if you follow this formula of Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, eat twice for how much you like, but half a stomach, fast on Mondays and Thursdays, and 13th, 14th, and 15th of moon, alhamdulillah, you will have good health. But still, obviously, calamity can come, but not as it is coming now. That is why, as you've seen here, that some brothers were fasting and Azan was, there was prayer but delayed for 3-4 minutes. This has been the habit and the way of Ahlul Madinah since the time of Prophet. This tradition is carried up to now as well. Governments have changed. Ottoman Empire has changed. Now it is the Saudi government and Salafi government guide. But this tradition still is practiced. Whoever has been to Madinatul Munawwara, whoever visited the blessed city of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, these days as well, these days, all around the year, Mondays and Thursdays, Ahlul Madinah in Masjid Nabvi, they always fast. They put the food for iftari every Monday and Thursday. Even all around the year, be it in summer, be it actually in winter. They have been carrying on this tradition from the old Masjid Nabvi, the small Masjid Nabvi of Prophet Islam Islam's time. Blessed things, blessed ways of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. So you've heard what Sayyidina Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmahullah said, that what I like, what I love the most, the smile, the sweetest words, the feeling, the kiss of love, the seeing of Rasulullah. But then he said that this, how can you get? You have to fulfill and follow the wish and desire of Prophet Islam. He was always hungry and eager to do that by following the companion. We are people who say, oh, this is sunnah. In other words, it means you shouldn't follow it. That's the meaning some people get. They say, but I do this. It's the only sunnah. Okay? On the day of judgment, when Rasulullah says that, why did you not follow my sunnah and just say it was only your sunnah? Who will say this in front of Prophet ﷺ? If you have the courage and guts to say this in front of Rasulullah on the day of judgment, Ya Rasulullah, I didn't follow this because it was just your sunnah. Do this in this world. And who were the true lovers of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Like the Sahaba, they heard, we recently visited Turkey, and regarding that, the Sahaba who fought in the Badr, Uhud, Khandaq, many of the wars, and thereafter as well, they just heard one word, one sentence from Prophet Islam about Turkey, about Constantinople, about Istanbul. It was called Constantinople at that time, Constantinople, actually at that time of Prophet Islam, was center of the empire, the non-Muslim empire at that time. They heard from Rasulullah one hadith, that people who will go and achieve victory, or who will go toward Istanbul expedition, they will be people of Jannah. They will be blessed people. how blessed they will be, the army, and how blessed their commander will be. They heard this. Now, one of the female companions was standing there. Probably it was Hazrat Umm Hani, the cousin of Rasulullah, cousin sister of Prophet. Or another Sahabiya, she said, Ya Rasulullah, being a woman, she said, Ya Rasulullah, pray that I am included in that trip, in that expedition, and I lived up to there. I would like to sail on the, if I have to go on the sail, then the ships as well. Prophet prayed for her. So imagine, they already had so many good news. They were already sacrificing food, children, and their houses, and migrating here and there. All the life of Prophet ﷺ, they were sacrificing. But when they heard that Prophet ﷺ said something about Istanbul, everyone wanted to go there to fulfill the wish of Rasulullah ﷺ, saying, we have to go further away. Doesn't matter. We have to leave our children and things, but we will fulfill the wish of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So at the time of Sayyidina, a great companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyidina Amir al-Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala an. You see, he is one of the greatest, a great companion. Those people who have bad opinion, they will have bad opinion about Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave him the good news. And Sayyidina Abdul Qadir Jilani, rahmahullah, he said that Hazrat Amir Muawiyah is the veil of the companions. Whoever will remove this veil, he will become disrespectful to all companions. Aapne farmaya, Hazur Ghaus-e Pak ne, Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala an, wo sahaba ka parda hai. Jisne is parde ko utha diya, wo sab sahaba par itraz karega. Koon hai جو بندہ اعتراض کر سکے ان پر؟ کیوں؟ آپ کے والدین کافر بھی ہیں یا مسلمان ہیں، آپ کو ان سے بدتمیزی کی اجازت نہیں. میں آپ کہتا ہوں اسلام کا مسئلہ بتا رہا ہوں، آپ کے والدین کافر ہیں، your parents are non-Muslims. You are not allowed to disrespect them, although they don't believe in Allah, although they don't believe in Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. And if they are Muslim but sinful, you still are not allowed to disrespect them. If you want to say it for them for prayer, you have to say it with honor and respect. You can't shout at them. If this is the respect to parents, what should be our respect to Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah, who is not only a Muslim but a companion living in the best of the time, and who seen Prophet Islam, and who been governor in the time of Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala an, Sayyidina Uthman radiyallahu ta'ala an, and for long time after that. And who is the person who Imam Hassan radiyallahu ta'ala an, the grandson, he gave him the rulership. He gave up himself and gave him the rulership. So this is a person. So at the time of his time, he said, I've also heard this hadith of Rasulullah sallam, that blessed is the army, blessed is the commander who will be victorious and will go towards Istanbul, Constantinople. And many of the company who were still alive, being in old age, like Hazrat Abu Ayyub Ansari radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and others, when that blessed lady companion, she said, many ladies, they said, we are prepared as well. Why? They thought Rasulullah has passed away. He alayhi salatu wasalam departed outwardly. Aap alayhi salam ne parda farma liya, lekin Rasulullah salam ki khwahish thi ke ye mera deen aur yani Islam ki fatah, Istanbul pe Islam ka jhanda lage. To sahaba ne kaha, hamari jaane bhi jaye, hum boodhe hain, hum Huzur salam ki tamanna ko poore karne ki koshish karenge. Sayyidina Abu Ayyub Ansari radhiyallahu ta'ala came, other army came, but they were martyred. Many times armies came, sahaba kitni aaye aur wo udhar shaheed ho gaye. They were not able to be victorious. And through the centuries, one after the other, other, we visited the brothers, no, brother Iqbal was there as well. Three other companions buried there in Turkey, in Istanbul. Hazrat Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiyallahu ta'ala, from whom so many ahadith are narrated. And one of the person was telling there that Hazrat Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, in Europe, coming in Europe, he's buried in Europe, but is the person of Medina buried in Europe now, Istanbul, his grave is there, his mazar is there. And he was saying that to the Ummah of Rasulullah that in our time, Hazrat Abu Sa'id al-Khudri said, we had to fight physical and spiritual wars. Physical and spiritual wars. Physical wars, in order people were not letting them even practice Islam and to convey the message of Islam. So they had to use the sword actually, if they stopped them, in order to convey the message to the masses. But he said, now at times, you only have to fight spiritual war. There's no restriction on you. Like even in our time, there's no restriction. You follow Islam. As such, you can follow Islam as you like, especially living in even this country. And you can even convey the message to going other countries. You don't have to fight wars to convey the message of Islam. And he also further said, Hazrat Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that when they came, they were there. They died there. They martyred there in Istanbul. But he said that you people who come and go back to your children, back to your families, and you love your families, we were the people who were not able to go back to our families. Because they couldn't have contact with their families. Another companion buried there, Sayyidina Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala. Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala. Hazrat Abdullah Ansari radiallahu ta'ala. These are the other three companions, and many some others maybe are also definitely buried there. But the point I'm trying to convey to you, that how eager were the companions to fulfill a wish of Rasulullah. They didn't say, I was in Badr, I was in Uhud, I was in Khandaq, and I have given so many sacrifices, now to go towards Istanbul, let others go, let Tabi'in go, let the other Muslims go there. No, because they said, we will try our best to fulfill the wish of Rasulullah. So they say many armies came, and then after so many centuries Muslim trying, it became victorious. But again, it needs victory again. Because again, although it is under Muslim rule, but by practicing, practically, it again have become invaded with the un-Islamic culture again. So there is this type of invasion. It is a spiritual invasion now, and that needs a spiritual response now. So this was the desire of the companion. And Sayyidina Abdul Qadir Jilani, rahmahullah, he said that is what I love as well, to fulfill and see the smile on the face of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that will come firstly, you, O person, should change, and then call your family and other the ummah towards Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam way. And whilst doing this, if you die, that is what is called success. To die, that is what's called success. But if you die in the way of dunya, and if the way of shaitan, that is actually unsuccessfulness. So I finish my talk here, and inshallah, this was based upon the nasiha and guidance of Hazur Ghawse Pak, Sayyidina Abdul Qadir Jilani. Another time I will continue with it. There is some parts left, inshallah, maybe next month or whenever we come together again. And now you should also try to at least make intention or make a will rather to know about how to change about yourself. How much have you listened all your life? I have listened. So when will the time come when actually we are going to learn about change? One is changing. Changing is a big thing. Firstly, it is to learn about the change. How the change comes. You know, we are very so much eager. People learn about how to become millionaires, how to open a shop, how to open a takeaway. They learn about, then if they like, they open it, if they don't, they don't. Simple as that. So similarly, you should also be in the row and say, yes, I want to learn how to put a smile on the face of Prophet ﷺ. How blessed are those learners. Even though they fail, they still are successful. At least like Hazrat Abu Ayyub Ansari, Hazrat Abu Sayyid al-Khudri, they've tried to fulfill the wish of Prophet ﷺ. So, yaha, inshallah, those sathi, especially the youngsters who are here, after the Isha prayer, inshallah, for 10-15 minutes, give your names. Some brothers will be sitting and going through the practical teaching of Sayyidina Abdul Qadir Jilani, how he brought about change in people, and how he would like others to actually change as well.
Also, if you'd like to ask any questions, please raise your hand and inshallah I'll be selected for that. So, most importantly, as Professor said, is that we come to these gatherings and, you know, many times, even today, myself says, this language is provided. But, you know, every jalsa we come to, we take this physical language. But it's about time we took some spiritual food as well with us. And this is your opportunity where, inshallah, just for about 15 minutes after the Isha prayer, if you sit with the brothers and learn this path that leads to the closeness and pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then, inshallah, you know, we can hope for success in this world and the hereafter, inshallah. And also, as mentioned, alhamdulillah, the brothers who went to Turkey, for the ziyarat of these blessed companions and the awliya Allah, and also to convey this message that Rasulullah sacrificed so much to have it come to us basically on a plate. So for this reason also, there will be a group going to Morocco in the Easter holidays. You're welcome to participate. Families are also welcome. It's in the Easter holidays for about 10 days. Those brothers who'd like to go, you know, would like to take their families, if they contact myself after the program or even after the Imam Sahib, Brother Qiyas or Haji Iqbal Sahib, and arrangements can be made, inshallah. And as you are aware, we had a spiritual camp over the weekend at this masjid where brothers come and they spend some time learning and teaching about the deen, about the basic do's and don'ts of Islam, the fiqh masails, and other halakas, and they get to spend time in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where they spend pray namaz with the jama'at, alhamdulillah. And we have these camps regularly, and our next one, inshallah, will be in Oldham on Tuesday, the 5th of April. So those of us who would like to participate in that, inshallah, if they stand, and we'll take their name to the afternoon. So just once again, inshallah, please do sit behind just for 15 minutes to learn this path. It's just a brief overview. We told how you can achieve this closeness, how we can leave a life of sin, and inshallah be one of those who put a smile on the blessed face of our Lord Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Bas theek, jazakallah, abhi thoda zikr bhi karna hai, phir namaz ka waqt ho jayega. And I am after Isha available in your service as well, if you want to ask anything personally. That's why we have come and visited your city tonight, inshallah. So individual, some things one cannot say in front of public. People who like, they have problems, they have other things for individual matter, they can say as well. Abhi thodi der ke liye zikr karenge, aur phir jo hai Isha ki azan hogi, 9:45 is the Isha prayers, and then after that. Pone da siher. ठीक है ये वो कर दें इंशाल्लाह.